بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters and elders at home, there is nothing in the world that can give us peace of mind, serenity, tranquility of the heart besides dhikrullah, besides the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything, every material thing in this world, if we attach ourselves to that material thing, then we will never gain sukoon. That material thing comes to an end. The entire world is fani. The world will come to an end. So that thing which will come to an end, that thing which is going to be perished and destroyed itself, by attaching our hearts to those things, we will never get sukoon. Sukoon is only found in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah has mentioned, Allah. The word Allah in Arabic is to catch our attention. We generally translate the word Allah in English as behold, hearken, listen attentively. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. It is only in the remembrance of Allah that hearts do find tranquility. Oh, mufassireen, mashayikh, ulama have mentioned like how a fish, when it is taken out of the water, it begins to quiver. It's restless. It is bare chain. The moment you put it back into the water, it gains its sukoon, its chain. And all of us are looking for sukoon and chain. And all of us will admit the fact that the entire day, in all the worldly activities that we are so engrossed and engaged in, we never get that sukoon. We go to sleep at night, the mind is wandering, the thoughts are moving, and we are already planning, and we are already lamenting over the loss of some dunya, and we are living in fear. We don't have that peace of mind, tranquility of the heart. But those who are dhakireen, the true dhakireen, who have attached their hearts in the dhikr of Allah, and they're so conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will have a sound sleep. And they will be relaxed. And come what may, whatever dunya loss they may occur, it does not affect them because their hearts are attached to dhikrullah. Their hearts are attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, Allah is baqi. Allah will always remain. Therefore, if you want that sukoon and chain, whether we are students in the college or school, whether we are teachers or mudarrisin, or whether we are professors or doctors or teachers or businessmen, whether we are housewives, sukoon can only be attained in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akbar Ilah Abadi, rahmatullahi alayhi, had mentioned that Khuda ki yaad hai hamara taqat. That in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is our taqat, our force, our power, our strength. And this is the strength we require to combat nafs and shaitan. And the person is a true dhakir. He has Allah in front of him all the time. His tongue is moist in the dhikr of Allah. His heart is attached to the dhikr of Allah. His limbs also, they are in conformity with the sharia. Then this dhikr that the person makes, the dhakir, this dhikrullah, khuda ki yaad, it becomes a taqat. It becomes a great force, a great strength, source of power against nafs and shaitan, against any enemy of the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was returning from one battle, and sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in had camped at a certain place with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they rested, and they sought different places of rest, and Rasulullah sallam took shade under a tree, and he hung his sword. And we know the incident, that he fell asleep, and suddenly an enemy comes, and takes the sword of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he unsheathes it, he removes the sword from the sheath, and then he awakens Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, مَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي. Who's going to save you from me now? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at him, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah. Now can you imagine the power of the Allah that came out of the Mubarak lips of Rasulullah, from that heart of Rasulullah, he said, Allah. The moment he said, Allah, this enemy began to shake. The sword falls off from his hand. And then Rasulullah takes the sword and says, مَيَّمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي الْآن. Now who's going to save you? And then he pleads to Rasulullah and Nabiya Kareem lets him go free. So this is the power of dhikrullah. This is why Akbar al-Abadi's poem, he says that Khuda ki yaad hai hamara taqat. And musalla hai hamara takht-e-shahi. That the musalla, we are reading salat. This is our throne, like how a king has a throne and he is the ruler. Like that we are rulers when we make sujood before the king of all kings. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we attach ourselves to the masjid and we read our 5 times salat for the men with jamaat in the masjid on time, the women folk at home, not to delay. And the moment it is salat time, we should read our salat. So this becomes our takht-e-shahi, our thrones. We are like kings. And then he said, Fauj, hamara fauj hai akhlaq-e-hasana. And our army, what's our army? Our army is good akhlaq, good character. This is the most, or the weightiest deed on the scales of a believer on the day of Qiyamah. Good character. Helping one another, being kind, polite, not have harboring malice and enmity and jealousy, not having, not quarreling, not fighting, not looking for ways of bringing down your Muslim brother and sister and denigrating and disgracing and humiliating them and abandoning them. No. We are brothers. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. So akhlaq demands from us to be kind, to be polite, to forgive others, not to oppress, not to be harsh and cruel, not to cheat and deceive our customers and our people. We have to have good akhlaq. And he says, حِسَنْ هَيْ hamara. What is our fort? What is our fortress? تَرْكِ manahi. Living out all those things that Allah Ta'ala has made haram. All those things that Allah has prohibited us from. The vice, the evil, the sins, we make tark of it. We leave it out completely. We abandon all those things that will make Allah Ta'ala displeased. So simple. We make the dhikr of Allah. And we attach ourselves to the masjid by engaging in salat at home, the mothers and sisters, by reading our salah regularly and displaying a good akhlaq, having good character, good morals, and living out all sins. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal, inshaAllah. Recite the Ruh Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
نحصي ثناءنا عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحيم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله ما نغناكم ما فرما ما نخطاكم ما فرما يا الله بي ويك يا الله يا الله بي سنز ما الله يا الله هم إقراري مجرم هي يا الله forgive us ما الله يا الله you're the only one who can forgive us ما الله there is no other Allah there is no other person who can forgive us ما الله يا الله you're the king of kings ما الله Everything is in your control. The sun, the moon, the stars, the skies, the earths, the mountains. Ya Allah, angels and the jinn and human beings and the animals and the creatures and the birds. Ya Allah, every single stone and every single pebble and sand, my Allah. Every particle belongs to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, the fish in the oceans belong to you, ya Allah. The birds in the sky, the animals in the jungles. Ya Allah, every person is your creation, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the Malik of the day of Qiyamah. Maliki yawmi deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, what is going to happen to us on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah? When we will have to stand before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, our books of deeds will be opened, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have only got sins in our books, my Allah. Ya Allah, out of your kindness, ya Allah, obliterate, wipe out all those sins, my Allah. Change those sins into good deeds, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Make us become righteous and pious, my Allah. Don't make us become engrossed in dunya and all the activities of dunya, that we become ghafil of you, we become ghafil of akhirat. We forget the object why we have been created, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, help us, guide us, my Allah. We need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, if you are not going to guide us, my Allah, we will become lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, strengthen our iman. Give us a strong iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, we're making, ya Allah, i'tiraf of all the ni'mas that you have given us, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is nothing from our side, my Allah. Even the ibadat we are making, my Allah. It is so feeble, my Allah. We have weak efforts in front of you, my Allah. We feel embarrassed and ashamed, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. You are ash-shakur, my Allah. Accept it, my Allah. Give us mazid tawfiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, my Allah. You are so generous, my Allah. You are so loving, my Allah. Grant us your love, your ishq and muhabbat. Fill our hearts, my Allah, with your ishq and muhabbat and the ishq and muhabbat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, Allahumma ati nufusana taqwa wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakka. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, polish our hearts. Make it be shining again, white and clean, my Allah. Remove the filth that has accumulated, ya Allah, of sins and vice and evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be obedient slaves unto you, my Allah. Give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Grant us all afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us istiqamat and taqwa. Help us to emulate the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us, ya Allah, to be steadfast in our salat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan is coming closer and closer, ya Allah. Make us look forward to the month of Ramadan. Bless us in the Mubarak days that left of Rajab. And then Sha'ban, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us see Ramadan in an excellent condition. Make it be the best for Ramadan in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be amongst the muttaqeen, my Allah. Help us to keep our rozas correctly and our taraweeh salah, my Allah. And tilawat of the Quran and dhikrullah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, answer all our du'as, ya Allah. We have come here tonight, my Allah, as beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are muhtaj, we are fuqara, ya Allah, we are beggars, my Allah, knocking at your door, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's need and whatever hardships we have and calamities, my Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Fulfill our jayis tamanna, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات يا الله protect us from nafs and shaitan, protect us from our enemies, protect us from the sharr of the sharir, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasad of the hasidin, my Allah. يا الله make our children become the coolness of our eyes, make them excellent حفاظ علماء صلحاء اتقياء ابرار مقربين مقبولين, my Allah. يا الله give us موت المدينة الشريف بل الجنة البقي. Grant us the shifat of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands, my Allah. Allah, make us in the Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus and the family sabr jameel. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, may Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.